A restored villa surrounded by the beauty of forests and gardens in the Columbia Gorge serves as a community base for the Franciscan Sisters of the Eucharist in Bridal Veil, Oregon. The Bridal Veil Center is a living, physical example of the Greater Franciscan Mission of Rebuilding, a mission carried out through the center's dedication to life education of the whole person. Well, coming up this weekend, young women have an opportunity to spend the day with the sisters in discernment. And joining me today to share more is Sister Veronica Schuler from the Franciscan Sisters of the Eucharist. Good morning, Sister Veronica. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a wonderful opportunity. Then, for our listeners who aren't familiar, can you tell us a little bit about the Franciscan Sisters of the Eucharist and your special charisms?
Well, we formed in 1973. Many of our sisters were part of an older community, the Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration, which still exists today. But we became a new community granted by Rome. We're what's known as Pontifical Community. And we basically have the mission to restore a sense of the sacred in people, in land, in works, in society, and to kind of bring that to fruition, what St. Francis spoke of in terms of the goodness of creation and also the very close following of Christ in terms especially of poverty. So we established centers in a number of places around the country. Our Mother House Center is in Meriden, Connecticut, and we also have houses in Pocatello, Idaho, Grand Rapids, outside Grand Rapids, Michigan, and we have a house locally in Bridal Veil, Oregon. Those are our major landed houses, and then we have smaller centers around the country. And also, we have sisters in Rome, Assisi, Jerusalem, and Vancouver, British Columbia.
Wow, I did not realize how widespread your order is. It's wonderful that you have this beautiful villa. Tell our listeners about how you found this villa and came to be in the Columbia River Gorge.
Well, our sisters discovered with the help of friends and a realtor this basically abandoned building. It was built in 1916. And by, of course, a wealthy woman. It was intended for a summer residence, and it was built for entertaining and that sort of thing. The property changed hands a number of times, and finally, the last time it was sold, it was just kind of left for 5 or 6 years. And so people got into it, and animals and the elements. And so by the time we found the property, it was in real disrepair. But there was a spirit response on the part of the sisters, and they set about basically the 20-year work of restoring the land and rebuilding and restoring the house. And that's a very Franciscan phenomenon. That's something that St. Francis did in the beginning of his early spiritual life. He went about restoring chapels and churches. So we worked on restoring the land, not so much that it would become another reincarnation of an Italian villa, although that was the style in which it was originally designed, but so that it would become a place where people could experience the goodness of nature and a site where the children from the school could come as part of their education.
Well, tell us more about your school, because you do have school-age children, actually quite young, preschool age, all the way up, it seems, to middle school. Tell our listeners a little bit more about it.
Well, the school was also founded about the same time. We came to the Gorge in the early or mid-1970s. The school was founded approximately the same time because Sister Francine Cardew really fell in love with Maria Montessori and the Montessori method, because it really, as I understand it, promotes and develops the inner automaticity of the child and helps the child to become more who he or she is meant to be. And so The school has gone through a number of iterations. I think it started with one or two classrooms in a parish setting and then gradually grew until we acquired the building where the school is located now. And as you mentioned, it serves very small children in what's called Montessori aspect, and then preschoolers and very young children in children's house, the lower grades in lower elementary, upper grades in upper elementary, and then the seventh and eighth graders are in what's called Clare Hall. School is, they have outdoors, of course, for spending time in recess, but the children also work in gardens. They raise vegetables and fruit. They sell it in a kind of microeconomy and do a lot of projects to learn to be independent and also to have an appreciation for creation and the way things work.
Well, sister, I could imagine for the kids, it's exciting to be back in school this year, but to be able to be back in school in beautiful Bridalveil, well, it just seems like that is a match made in heaven. Sister Veronica Schuler is joining me today. She is with the Franciscan Sisters of the Eucharist in Bridalveil, Oregon. They have a special event coming up on Saturday, and she's joining me today to share more about it. Sister Veronica, this is a discernment weekend for young women coming up on Saturday. It's beginning at 9 a.m. You know, for a young woman to have that feeling of that possible call to religious life is something that should be explored. How will they go through the discernment process in a day like that?
Well, for us, I think the day like this is more focused on the meaning of discernment, which for us is really all about discovering what is it that God has in store for you? What is God's plan for your life? And what is God asking of you? And so for anyone who would come to the day on Saturday, for example, we would start out with talking about what a call is and the different calls that are in the church and the different states of life and what are the aspects and commonalities of each, and then what is it? How do you kind of open yourself up more to know what it is that God's has in store for you or has in mind for you? There will be an opportunity to pray, and then there'll be an opportunity to spend some time out on the land. It's also a work day for us. We have work days every third Saturday where volunteers come and help us with various projects on the land. And it's a way of really forging relationships with people and giving them an opportunity to assist with their skills. And so anyone who comes to the day will get an opportunity to participate in that. We'll be spending some time in discussion and letting them share their thoughts as well.
It sounds like it's going to be a wonderful day for the entire community. Sister Veronica, thank you so much for joining us. I hope it's a wonderful weekend. If there is a young woman listening who would like to find out more information, interested in coming on Saturday, where can they go? Where can they email somebody in order to do that?
Yes, they can send a request or inquiry to Bridalveil. That's all one word, Bridalveil at fsecommunity.org, or they can call our house at 503-695-2375.
And Sister Veronica, thank you so much for your time today. Before we go, will you lead us in a prayer?
Yes, absolutely. Let's do the very basic prayer to Mary, the Mother of God. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Mary, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us.
Amen. And again, that is Sister Veronica Schuler with the Franciscan Sisters of the Eucharist out in Bridalveil, Oregon. I will be sure to add a link to this interview where you can get all of that information Sister Veronica offered about registration and questions. And you're going to find that link on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.